Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in Upstate. It is a Thursday edition of Straight Up with Sturge. Mac Brown 22 on Twitter. Patrick Brown over here, the producer. And we'll be with you till 7 o'clock today. And here's the deal. I feel this coming today, Patrick. Not necessarily snarky and being disrespectful. Snarky and having some fun. Because there's some people last night, all right, let's just get it out. There's some people last night that had their, they're fortunate to be alive, had their lives train wrecked. Did you see, they were having to go through Missouri and some of the cities, especially Jefferson City and a few, and knock door to door to find out if people were alive due to the tornado outbreak yesterday afternoon and last night. The biggest one hit around midnight. Dude, let me tell you, having gone to a particular school two states over, we had the couple of times my junior and senior year, including second senior year, gotta like that there, Pat, that by the time we got to the back end of my college legendary career, they had put up the tornado sirens. You heard those go off, you knew it was big time. But before those sirens got up, one time, they're driving down through the streets. I mean, this is why I'll forever love police officers. Yes, there's bad apples in every bunch. We're not going down. But they would drive up and down the streets with their emergency lights on the PA. Get covered, tornado on the way, tornado spotted, blah, blah, blah. That's one of the crappiest feelings on the face of this earth, knowing that there are tornadoes in the area and it's pitch black dark outside and you can't see a thing. At least in daytime, you see it, you got enough time to maybe to get out of the way. Nighttime, whole different ballgame. So thoughts and prayers with everybody out there in the Midwest, because we're so fortunate. I guess that's how I want to start the day. We're so fortunate to be here in South Carolina talking about sports. So let's have some fun today. And let's start by giving away $1,000, all right? You probably heard at the end of the hour there with Mark Ryan. You can text 72881 in our free cash dash contest brought to you by ESPN, Upstate, Intercom Greenville, and Intercom. Your 4 p.m. word is upgrade. This one we might need to spell UPGRADE. Now, who the hell put upgrade? That they should all be four letters. You know what I mean? Because that guy in front of you on Woodruff Road that maybe hears that, he's going to text it at some point. Needs to be snow or, zip or things like that. Upgrade's about the longest one. Because you remember the last quarter, how long some of those names were? And you could tell an intern had probably been put on that project at National, and they're like, dude, you can't put seriously, is one of the key words. That's too long. So upgrade is your 4 p.m. keyword.
I'm very happy that they haven't done like there, because there's three different versions of there. The keywords, I always get a kick out of them whenever I read them because we get them like biweekly and we're just like, all right, which ones are going to be the funniest ones to say?
Can I be honest with you? First time in 4 years of doing that free cash dash. One day last week, I came up with the wrong words. Fortunately, it was one of those abbreviated shows for I think it was Thursday I discovered I'd given out Friday's words or something. Hey, guess what? We can't be perfect all the time. We probably better apologize, Patrick, before we get started. Because we almost had perfection from the Clemson baseball team today. Matt Clark, what a game this morning with Louisville. Clemson wins 7-1. He loses his perfect game in the eighth inning, gives up a solo home run at the beginning of the ninth inning. They come in, they close the door. With that kind of performance against a national seed with the soft bubble, that gets Clemson to 16-16. They had the hardest schedule in the ACC.
Yeah.
They've got, three out of four wins over Louisville. They swept. That's probably going to get them in the field. Now, that's subjective, all right? Do they deserve it with the way they closed the season? Probably not. But do they deserve it because of the way they opened up the conference season? Probably so. So I kind of come to, either way, I'm not going to be upset. If Clemson gets left out, I see the reasoning behind it. If Clemson gets in, I see the reasoning behind it. But 7-1, leaving that last impression of almost a perfect game and then almost the no-hitter, I think that's going to be enough of an impression on the committee at 16-16 to get the Tigers in. Whether, again, that's debatable about how you feel about it.
So for me, I was at my other job while this game was going on. I still have Clemson baseball's tweets, you know, notifying me whenever they tweet something and stuff like that. And I just remember kept following it. Like, I get the update and I go, oh, he has a no hit. He has a perfect game through six. He has a perfect game through seven. When you have that type of performance against a Louisville team, which, let's be real,
nothing to play for today.
They had nothing to play for.
But they had everything.
But they also just came back from a heartbreaking loss to Boston College the day before.
Well, it's the number six team in the country. They really couldn't afford to go 0-2 in barbecue and potentially lose a top seed. Top eight seed gets you hosting a regional. So while they had nothing to play for, they still had a ton to play for.
I still think they're going to host a regional.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to host a super regional now. And I think that's what they were fighting for with this tournament. Clemson, I think they did enough today to prove to the committee, hey, we can get in. We can make one regional interesting if you guys put us in.
Well, the other thing is Kendall Rogers and Teddy Cahill from Baseball America that we had on last week, they were live tweeting the updates on Clemson baseball that was going out to all their followers and everything else. So right now, everybody's got a positive thought, and they can't lose another game because Boston College advances. Who had that? The number 12 seed advancing out of Pool A with the number 1 seed, Louisville, the number 8 seed, but BC, number 12. And there was a huge difference kind of in disparity as you got below the number 12 seed. So Boston College got a chance to win this thing, and Clemson doesn't need that because that would take a bubble spot away. So go ahead and eliminate BC as quickly as you can.
Which, by the way, they were on a few people's radars on the last team to get in. They were the last team, the last spot. I think today we'll put them well above that.
Now, let me tell you who's got nothing to play for right now. And they're playing in Hoover right now. That's LSU. They're the number 5 seed in the SEC tournament. They are comfortably in the NCAA tournament. Don't think they've got enough juice to sneak in as that 15th or 16th host of a regional, which would put them on the road if they won. But last night, I fell asleep, and Mississippi State and LSU were like in the fifth inning, all right? And I fell asleep on the couch comfortably. I wake up like 4 hours later. Guess what's still on? I went, oh, cool, replay of LSU Mississippi State. No, at that point, they were in the 14th inning at 2 a.m., 17 innings at 3:15 in the morning. Mississippi State gets a 6-5 win over LSU. LSU has to turn around and be back at the park 6 hours later after, you know, they had actually in the 16th inning taking a 5-4 lead on Mississippi State, who chips back, gets one run, moves it to the 17th where they win. That's a team that's got nothing to play for today. Total opposite. Total opposite of Louisville.
No, they are going to be exhausted and tired. If they score more than two runs, I'll be impressed.
Yeah. I mean, they barely got in their rooms, got showered and before they had to get up, you know what I mean?
And
Dari Noka, who is with the SEC Network, good friend of ours, he tweeted out, dude, they had to wait in traffic at 4 a.m. getting out of the Hoover, which is 3 a.m. local time, getting out of the Hoover Met parking lot. So, that was kind of incredible. All right, earlier today, Furman gets a 9-7 win over Western Carolina. They'll move on to play another game tomorrow. Wofford last night got a 12-7 win over VMI. They play tonight at 7:30 against East Tennessee State. Of course, go hit smoke on the water. That game probably going to go more toward 8:30 first pitch, but we'll see. You can always go hit Greenville's best happy hour at Smoke on the Water. Then go make your way over to Floor Field for the Southern Conference Tournament. So, again, Wofford, East Tennessee State, and then 3:30, I think it is, tomorrow. Furman plays in the first of two games. It will be decided later on this evening who they play. So, I guess, you know, one thing we must apologize for, Patrick, if you were sitting out there in the hallway. Yesterday we got you laughing when Coach Danny Board called in. And no, even my mom was like, I apologize to anybody. Was that Coach Ford? No. It's a friend of ours that's doing some new commercials for Smoke on the Water, and we will have some various characters coming up, and maybe I didn't make that plain enough, you know what I mean? Because you had your head buried in the desk over here at one point. Last night, a couple of friends are like, can you get Coach Board to say them jalapenos or whatever? That's when you lost it and your head went down on the desk, no doubt about it. So we need to upgrade things. Again, that's your 4 p.m. keyword. And we need to upgrade our listeners' thought process. My apologies that Mark Ryan and Lonzo were discussing my nightmare last night. And is that a nightmare? I mean, listen, people ask me from time to time, one of my go-to comments, hey, man, how you doing? You know, just living the dream. Some days are nightmares, but they still technically qualify as dreams, correct? So since I had two surgeries in the last year, is it fair to say I've dropped a pretty fair amount of weight here?
Yeah, you have.
All right.
You're looking good.
My wife... My wife reminded me, you know, we're going on a cruise in a couple of weeks. We leave 2 weeks from Saturday. Whole Sturgis family on a cruise ship, watch out. That's got to hold my beer moment all day long. You know what I mean? But my wife reminded me, Mark, you've now letting the time run out. You got 2 weeks. You got to go get new bathing suits because mine are so big that, you know, if they get wet, there's a chance it might come off. And so last night during that stretch that Mississippi State and LSU were playing, that I guess I don't sleep as deeply when I'm on the couch or something, you know what I mean? Because I think I was watching Big Bang Theory when I fell asleep. I had a dream that I'm walking around in public somewhere with a Speedo bathing suit on. I'm talking the Speedo bathing suit that I wore when I was 8 years old. You know what I mean? Not the Michael Phelps Speedos that go down to the... you know, to the top of the knees now. The mind is just an incredible place. You know what I mean? That had to be based off of the thought bathing suit. One of the last things that I meant, heard before I went to bed. Please, I will tweet and put up on Facebook and everything. I promise you, I got a better pair. I got a better chance of putting on jams on that cruise ship. I don't know if you remember what jams were.
Nope.
They were like the first kind of long bathing suits with crazy designs on them. The original cool bathing suit that I think is still around were Birdwell's. All right, you just looked at it. So my point being, I will tweet photos from the Caribbean of me not being in a navy blue Speedo, because that's what I was wearing. Like, I have no idea how that came about.
You don't have confidence in yourself?
Dude, I make fun of those guys on the cruise ship. And guess what? Typically, we'll, by the end of the week, figure out they're from Spain or France or Italy, because we don't do that here.
I'd do it.
I wouldn't wear a Speedo to a nude beach, man. I'd be that guy covered up, you know, with the muscle shirt and the whole,
No, I got nothing to hide. All right, I'm six.
Well, you do. Look, because let me give you credit. You are now engaged, and I don't want you coming across the desk and deciding to fight me. You totally outkicked your punt cupboard.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know what you got blackmail wise on your potential father-in-law or family or whatever. But you won him over. He made you wait. And you know what? I give you credit. Give credit where credit's due, and you did great.
Look, I'm 6'2". I'm 275. You know, I'm a big boy. Big boy. I'd still wear a Speedo tomorrow.
I wouldn't know where to go buy one. Hopefully they've gone out.
That's how much confidence I have in myself. If I had a dream about me wearing a Speedo, I would think it's a Tuesday.
All right, well, let's get things rolling when we get back. All right, top of the 5 p.m. hour, we will get you updated on the D2 regional that begins tomorrow at North Greenville University. It is the North Greenville Crusaders, your alma mater, hosting Catawba College in a best 2 out of 3 super regional to find their way to the D2 World Series up in Cary, North Carolina. So we'll talk with Landon. We'll give you our question of the day later on. But you know what? Celebrate when somebody gives their rival a middle finger. And guess what? We just saw it happen this afternoon in sport. Check this one out when we get back. 844-GSP-ESPN. Phone lines are now open.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So rivalries are funny things. You know, sometimes they can get completely out of hand because we're talking about sports. And by that, I mean some dude from the school that I went to that didn't ever attended a day in class decides, let's go poison some trees in Auburn, Alabama. I mean, that's not being a fan. That's being a jackass, all right? But when it comes to rivalries, real quickly, you can follow Patrick Brown at MacBrown22 on Twitter. Is there any particular story between rivals that kind of captures your attention?
Not too public of this trolling, but it was kind of like an inside troll between South Carolina fans to Clemson fans. And I think you know what it is. It was the five.
Yeah.
So basically, every photo that was done with a Clemson player or something like that, someone had the five. But I think the best one that was done was whenever they were inducting Steve Spurrier into the ACC Hall of Fame, he looked at all the Clemson fans and went, did the five to them.
Yep. Now we're seeing that being returned the favor right exactly. Now. And that's what rivals do, okay?
It's a subtle troll.
Right.
It doesn't have to be that public, but everyone inside there knows. And that's the...
It's not to the level of politics now where people will literally walk up and take somebody's hat off or you can't be, you know, and it's inflamed and impassioned and it's gotten out of hand. Courtesy is a lost thing here in our society.
My favorite troll, like, moments are when people, like, buy billboards. Like, one, like, donor buys a billboard, trolls the city that the other college is in. That, to me... fair game. Fair play.
You paid for it. Yeah. So, but all right. But we talked about it last week. The question really was, who the heck does UCF think they are? You remember a couple of years ago declaring themselves defending national champions with some poll or something that nobody had ever heard of and this, that, and the other. Now, you know, we want this. We want that. And then when they had the opportunity to sign a 2-for-1 with Florida and Miami, they turned it down. We're better than this. We don't want anybody in our conference to bow down to the 2-for-1 anymore. Well, guess what? South Florida and Central Florida are rivals. It's the I-4 rivalry. South Florida deals with a lot of things that Central Florida doesn't deal with, which is, number one, on-campus stadium issues. Why? They are the second tenant for the Tampa Stadium where the host is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, all right? So you're the afterthought in that market no matter what you think. And things haven't been all peachy and rosy with Charlie Strong. But UCF's athletic director got out there last week and kind of shamed South Florida for making those deals with Florida and said, you know, we just don't want our conference brother doing that. We're better than this, blah, blah, blah. I was thinking last week, you know, the AD White at UCF, you really kind of shoved your foot down the back of the throat because every school's not the same. I mean, Mark Ryan was talking earlier today about the story we hit on yesterday about St. Thomas College in Minnesota and what an absolute horrific decision to kick somebody out of the conference that's a charter member 97 years because they're too good. Because they're too good. But this, to me, was one of the best middle finger responses that I have seen from one athletic department to their rival when it comes to the business of things. Again, just scolded by your rival's athletic director that, quite frankly, has no business telling you how to run your business. That's like you can have a pizza restaurant. I can have a pizza restaurant. What works for you business-wise might not work for me, you know? About an hour ago, it was announced the Alabama Crimson Tide and the South Florida Bulls have come to a three-game football series that will kick off during the 2023 season. The first game will take place in Tampa in 2023, the other two games at Alabama in 2024 and 2026. I love it. I love it. Not that I might be able to go to Tampa for a football game. I love the fact that they said, hold my beer. You know what we mean when we say that here in the South. That's somebody getting ready to do something stupid, or I'm getting ready to one-up you.
Someone's about to get taken to church.
This was one-upping them. And not only do we have now six games booked with our conference or with our in-state powers in Miami and Florida, now we've got what has been the best program for the next decade coming in 2023. They actually agreed to come in first. That is a perfect middle finger answer to your counterpart 100 miles down the road. Not only did they go back and do exactly what you were complaining about, they went and got the top name in college football right now. You know, Clemson and Bama, they went and got the top team in college football and went and did the 2-for-1. I love it. That was great. And again, you think about it. This is what the South Florida vice president of athletics, I think that's kind of interesting, not athletic director, said, we are very excited to open the Alabama series in Tampa in 2023 and add one of the most successful brands in American sports to a very exciting list of future opponents. We now have 15 games scheduled versus SEC and ACC opponents in the next 10 years alone, and I think our fans are really excited to see some of those teams come to Tampa as well. Middle finger answer, I would love to be a fly in the room the next two time these guys are together. Why? They know right now, the year that Duke hosted Alabama like 7 years ago, 6 years ago, do you realize that's the most season tickets that Duke football has sold in the last 40 years? Because Bama fans travel, and they travel in RVs. It's ridiculous, all right? But there's a whole community of retired folks that hit the road every week, and they start rolling into town on Thursdays in these big RVs, all right? Only way to guarantee tickets in a 30,000-seat, 32,000-seat football stadium that year at Duke was once they had sold out was to buy season tickets. So they bought the season ticket package for Duke, tried to get a few bucks back by selling them online, you know, for other stuff. Same thing will happen to South Florida in that game. So they're increasing their gate. They're getting coverage for actually playing those people as well. This just is furthermore why I have a lot of disdain for the University of Central Florida with some of the stuff they pulled the last few years, because you know, they have outgrown what they really are. By that, I mean 55,000. If you heard Mark Ryan talking about earlier today, he was saying, you know, about the St. Thomas College in Minnesota. If those rules are applicable, how in the world should Clemson be competitive against Ohio State when there's 55,000 students at Ohio State? How in the world should Clemson be competitive? Dude, it's about just being – it's about finding the right max, the right mix, and getting it done. But to me, I love that response from the University of South Florida. And you know what? I think I got an idea. If I get a vote in Vice President of Athletics for the year, which is actually the athletic director's position, it might go to Mike Kelly from South Florida.
Well, I mean, it's a smart decision on their part as well. Because everyone talks about UCF in that division. USF is in that same conference as well. Everyone plays, they play them just as much, and they're looking for the same recruits in the same state. They can compete and go, hey, we're playing these big name schools. You want to prove them wrong for not recruiting you? Come to our school, play it.
Well, the other thing is, South Florida, they did not start their football program till well after the Tampa Bay Buccaneers franchise was formed. So they're the afterthought in that market. That's why they have to do things differently. In the Central Florida athletic director, you being the only game in town when it comes to football, they got to deal with things. So don't be commenting on other people's stuff. Let's get Delvin before the break. Delvin, I hope you're doing well.
I agree with you, man. Look what USF is doing. I think it's brilliant. Like you said.
Sorry, Delvin, get back in with us after the break. We lost you there, so we'll go ahead and get this break in. Don't forget your 4 p.m. keyword is upgrade. That's what South Florida has just done here. They've upgraded their football schedule, and guess what? They're going to get, it may be in Tuscaloosa or it may be at Florida, but they're going to get a buttload of attention that week. Again, Delvin, try to get back in with us. Give us your thoughts. Sorry, we had a bad connection there. And, of course, coming up at the top of the 5 p.m. hour, Coach Landon Powell, North Greenville University Crusaders. They're hosting Catawba College this weekend. Clemson splits in the ACC tournament. South Carolina's season is over, and Wofford is coming up at Fluor Field. 7:30 is the official start time. Give a few minutes to get let them get the field prepared from the previous game. But when we come back, we will give your favorite. What's your ultimate middle finger? Do you like what South Florida has done here?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So there's middle fingers and there's troll jobs, right? You were talking, Pat, about a troll job being Carolina fans holding up five fingers during the five-year winning streak. All right, tomorrow we will be live from the Preserve at Verde for the Taj Boyd Foundation Golf Tournament. I could think of two good troll jobs, all right? If there's going to be any former South Carolina players, make sure they get a dozen new golf balls with big Tiger Paw logos on it. All right, that would be a good troll job. The better part of the troll job to return it would be for the South Carolina player. You know, one of the things that drives me nuts, and I'm above average, Patrick's above average, is a golfer. But you know you're not playing with anybody that's very good or has much confidence in themselves when you get to the par three that 100 yards of it is over water and they go, oh, let me go in my bag and get my water ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're already stepping up on the tee box in a negative thought process that ball's going to end up in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Much like me thinking about bathing suits last night and having a nightmare about being caught out in public in a Speedo. But you see what I'm saying? That thought process has already been instilled. All right. If I'm the South Carolina guys, I go, look, Taj, I just got 12 new water balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that would be the way to return that troll job. So UCF got a middle finger from South Florida announcing earlier today they just signed another 2-for-1 when UCF's athletic director almost warned them not to. This is beneath us, blah, 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 blah. Well, no, it's not for USF. Now they just did a 2-for-1 with Alabama, and that is a great way to answer that question. Don't get dragged into it publicly.
Exactly.
Make your statement with who you just signed your contract with.
And let's not kid ourselves. USF has gotten better every year that they've been in existence. I mean, they had a really good mm-hmm. year where they only lost to Central Florida. And that showed whenever they played South Carolina, just absolutely wiped the floor with them. I think South Florida, in a few years, they may have more speed than Bama will and could disrupt that way. They could make the game interesting. They can't. But that's years down the line. They can build a team to compete against Bama, but ultimately, I still think Bama wins that game no matter what.
There's Patrick's troll job of Sturge right here live in studio. And
what?
See, South Florida, actually, they came in one year and knocked us off. Way before Nick Saban was there. No, it wasn't Saban's first year. I think it was under Mike DeBose. So
I keep saying this. There's no such thing as a guaranteed in college football. Mm-mm. There isn't. Bama could very easily overlook South Florida. South Florida comes in with the game plan of their lives.
Right.
Anything can happen. Any given Saturday.
You telling me there's a chance?
I'm saying there's a good chance.
All right. I want you to play some audio that you got because, you know, we should be talking about game number 5 tonight. It is Toronto at Milwaukee. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. And really tonight, in my opinion, once you get down to best 2 out of 3, whoever wins game 5 goes on to win the series, 80% of the time, something of that nature. But we're still talking about that team that's got 9 days off till they play the first game. And It comes out earlier today. Kevin Durant already likely out first game of the NBA Finals. We don't know from there. What is the likelihood you see Kevin Durant again this year unless he needs to come save the day? Because I think that's the only way he thinks he can save his legacy, if you will. Kevin Durant is soft as they come by, and this kind of proves it.
Let me start by giving some background on my relationship with KD. KD and I have what I call a love-hate relationship. And I'm not trying to say we're bosom buddies and we're all that close, but we do have a relationship. We have texted, this is no exaggeration, there have been days, a couple of days, we've texted for 2-3 hours straight, okay? About life, about basketball, about media, about faith.
So the point being, is this story was coming out with Mike Broussard from Fox Sports. KD gets in on it and says, hey, bro, you ain't got my number. So Mike Broussard, do you know what he did? He screenshotted his phone with all the messages from Kevin Durant. So we already know Kevin Durant's got burner Twitter accounts. Shoot, and he's not the only one. You know what? A lot of people are checking what they say online via burner accounts or responding to stuff. He just got busted. You know what I mean? The screenshot, the picture speaks 1,000 words. You know what I mean? And he said he's going to release some of this information. It goes back to 2018. And he said, did Mike Broussard, a lot of these conversations were initiated by Kevin Durant himself. So what is the purpose for Kevin Durant out there going, hey, bro, you ain't got my number. You just got busted. I'm going to go on a limb here. They've already announced he's out game number 1. You will not see Kevin Durant in the NBA Finals until the opportunity for him to come in and save the day. And you wait and see. He going to get 100% healthy real, real quick, Patrick.
I'm going through his Twitter, Chris Broussard's Twitter feed. He said IG DMs, Twitter DMs, text, it's all the same thing nowadays. Dude, don't act like I'm lying. Technically, Kevin Durant isn't lying. Because he's saying, and I quote, you don't have my number. Broussard is saying, I Instagram DM you, I Twitter DM you. It's not a phone conversation.
All right, so, but the point, listen, my mom would not know the difference between texting and messaging on Facebook or Twitter. It's a conversation. Yeah, get into semantics about, bro, you don't have my number, makes it sound like you're trying to show them up and you never converse with them back and forth. So if you want to take the middle ground, the point being is he reaches out to this guy to initiate conversations and then don't want to.
No, if he said, I talked to him in the DMs, okay, fair. You probably have. But don't go out and say, like, me and you, we've talked more over Facebook Messenger than we have text message. True or false?
Oh, sure.
That's true. And the thing is every time I say, oh, yeah, I messaged Sturz the other day. Messaged. You could have said that. I messaged KD, you know, and sometimes we do 2 or 3 hours a day. That doesn't give him the proof that you said that texting I know this is getting into semantics, but when you call, when these two people are going back and forth calling each other liars, technically one has to be right.
All right, so the point being, what do we know about Kevin Durant? He wants to control the message and everything else. He tried to shame this guy, Chris Broussard, in publicly and more or less saying, I don't have time to talk to you. Yet, Kevin Durant comes and initiates the tie. It doesn't matter. My point is, you aren't seeing Kevin Durant until he can come save the day for Golden State, because this is his worst nightmare, because multiple people are out there asking now, if Golden State goes on to win it, does it taint his two rings? No! That's in the past. You can't rewrite the past, all right? But what you can do is just shut up and go play basketball.
Well, okay. This is my stance on this. What if he already knows he's not coming back? What if he knows he's done? Because we've had a few reports that say that injury is worse than what it was led to believe. There could be a situation where he does not come back at all. Mm-hmm. And right now what he's doing is having a little bit of fun. He can still have that.
He's having his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, it's social media. You're supposed to troll. Okay? The best people the most successful people in sports are people who control the best. Okay? That's why Gordon Ramsay on Twitter is so much fun to follow and stuff like that, because they spark the interest. Kevin Durant saw an opportunity and he had fun. And let's not act like Chris Broussard's not, profiting off of this.
I don't even know who he really is. I mean, I see his name from time to time, but the reality is I don't watch Fox Sports.
Look, I just went through his Twitter. Before this, his most liked tweet, in the past, few days, was about 1,000 likes, okay? This whole Kevin Durant situation, 33,000 likes, 32,000 likes, 4,000 likes on a post that happened, a few hours ago. He is getting some recognition out of this and getting his name out there a little bit more. It's a win-win for the both of them.
No, but it's a win for Chris Broussard.
It's a win for Kevin Durant.
In my opinion, with Kevin Durant, it just gives you a little bit more proof of what we've already heard about him, which is he's a very, very sensitive individual. Can flat out play, but you know what? I guess we're all sensitive when people got bad things to say about us. 844-GSP, ESPN, top of the 5 p.m. hour, Landon Powell, head coach at North Greenville. We'll see if Mac Brown, 22, has anything bad to say about him.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Holy walk-off wins. Holy walk-off wins in college baseball. Don't know if I've ever seen this one, but down in Hoover, in the bottom of the ninth, Auburn was holding a 3-2 lead. LSU gets two runners in scoring position on a single where they make the throw to third base, and the guy moves from first to second on the throw. Auburn brings in a new pitcher, Patrick, and guess what happens? Two-run wild pitch.
Mm.
I haven't seen it, but my Twitter account's exploded. Said the ball bounced away from the catcher, then became a throwing error to the plate. Two-run score on a wild pitch. I've seen walk-off wins with grand slams, home runs, big scene. I don't know if I've ever seen a walk-off win with a two-run wild pitch.
That one might take the cake, because that's just weird.
Yeah,
it's a strange situation. It almost never happens normally, like in a non-walk-off situation. But just for this to happen now, it's weird. And we were just talking about LSU with no rest comes out and gets the surprise victory,
tied the game, then won it on the same walk-off pitch after playing 17 innings last night in a game that ended around 3 o'clock local time. That's just crazy. That is absolutely crazy. All right, that's why you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we were just talking about. You know, that's exactly why you play the game. Now, it was announced earlier today. We'll get into this a little bit more later on. But weird bowl season coming up, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't begin till December 20th. And then a whole bunch, and that's a Friday, and they got 2 p.m., the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl, and at 7:30, the Frisco Bowl, a bunch on the 21st. But kind of interesting, this year they play the two semifinal games on Saturday, December 28th, one in Atlanta, one out in Tempe, or in Phoenix. I like them on the 28th. Give me those semifinals at 4 p.m. or 8 p.m. on a Saturday as compared to 4 p.m. or 8 p.m. on a weekday, mm-hmm. whether it's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whatever. Just Saturday kind of feels normal for that big of a game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it does give a huge, huge amount of time, so nobody's using the "we were worn out" excuse, because you get 2 weeks to prepare for the championship game. It's not played till Monday, January 13th. Now, after the semifinals are played, check this out. On December 30th, you have three bowl games. On December 31st, which is obviously New Year's Eve, you've got four bowl games. New Year's Day, four bowl games. Two bowl games on January 2nd. One bowl game on January 3rd. One on January 4th. None on Sunday, January 5th. One on Monday, January 6th. So half the bowl games are going to be played this year after the semifinals. It's kind of interesting because, again, that's when you realize those are exhibition games.
Yeah, those are games that don't really matter. Like, everyone gets excited for these, you know, these games early on in bowl season because it's a way to kind of build up the hype for the national championship.
It's a way to fill some time, too, man. Half the world's on about December 15th. Half the country goes on some kind of holiday till the, you know, till the beginning of the next year. So, that's kind of interesting because, you know, after you watch those semifinal games, how excited are you on the, a couple of days later to see the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl at 12:30? Or, you do get the Orange Bowl that night. Anyway, hey, listen, about then I start watching football just for mm-hmm. the sake of watching football. You know what I mean? Because you know it's running out. You know it's running out each and every opportunity. Not running out, that's going to be North Greenville University hosting a D2 Super Regional starting tomorrow. And, of course, two games on Saturday, if necessary, up in Tigerville. And Landon Powell, our good buddy, the head coach of the North Greenville Crusaders, he's going to join us next. And after that, we're going to go ahead and plant the seed. What's the best trophy in sport? You can tell us why, but guess what? What has a best also has a worst, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. For me, late night on a Friday night, even though it's not on my list, the Cheez-It Bowl championship trophy, it's a big bowl filled with Cheez-Its, man. That would be my favorite, but not because I just like Cheez-Its. It's like my go-to snack, you know what I mean? But after Landon Powell, what are the best and worst trophies in sport? We'll get into that, but let's talk some North Greenville baseball, how you can get tickets, what time the games and everything else, what to expect from Catawba College, as Landon Powell, the head coach of the Crusaders, joins us next on Straight Up with Sturge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.